Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whenever a person experiences by self-realization that both the gross and subtle bodies have nothing to do with the pure self, at that time he sees himself as well as the Lord. Please repeat. Whenever a person experiences by self-realization that both the gross and subtle bodies have nothing to do with the pure self, at that time he sees himself as well as the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The difference between self-realization and material illusion is to know that the temporary or illusory impositions of material energy in the shape of gross and subtle bodies are superficial coverings of the self. The coverings take place due to ignorance. Such coverings are never effective in the person of the personality of Godhead. Knowing this convincingly is called liberation or seeing the Absolute. This means that perfect self-realization is made possible by adoption of godly or spiritual life. Self-realization means becoming indifferent to the needs of the gross and subtle bodies and becoming serious about the activities of the self. The impetus for activities is generated from the self, but such activities become illusory due to ignorance of the real position of the self. By ignorance, self-interest is calculated in terms of the gross and subtle bodies, and therefore a whole set of activities is spoiled life after life. When, however, one meets the self by proper culture, the activities of the self begin. Therefore, a man who is engaged in the activities of the self is called Jivan Mukta, a liberated person even in the conditional existence. This perfect stage of self-realization is attained not by artificial means, but under the lotus feet of the Lord, who is always transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He is present in everyone's heart, and from Him only all knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness take place. When the living being desires to be an enjoyer of material energy, illusory phenomena, the Lord covers the living being in the mystery of forgetfulness. And thus the living being misinterprets the gross body and subtle mind to be his own self. And by culture of transcendental knowledge, when the living being prays to the Lord for deliverance from the culture of forgetfulness, the Lord, by His causeless mercy, removes the living being's illusory curtain, and thus he realizes his own self. He then engages himself in the service of the Lord in his eternal constitutional position, becoming liberated from the conditioned life. All this is executed by the Lord, either through his external potency or directly by the internal potency. What a brilliant purport. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada explained everything. What do you do about the purport of Russian? Purport? You have got a Russian? You got a Russian? Oh. Yesterday you told me that you don't have one.
No, I forgot.
Okay. Whenever a person experiences by self-realization that both the gross and subtle bodies have nothing to do with the pure self, at that time he sees himself as well as the Lord. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully explained, just in less than one page, the entire secret of material existence and the process of becoming free from that bondage. What is the material existence? The material existence or conditioned life is to identify the body with the self. How many types of bodies do we have? We have two types of material bodies and one spiritual body. Two material bodies are the gross body made of gross material elements. What are the gross material elements? The gross material elements are fivefold: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. They actually signify the solid, liquid, fiery, aerial, and ethereal substances. There are five elements of the nature. And this body is made, this gross body is made of five elements. We can see that our body has solid, our body is made of solid and liquid. But it has fire also. If there was no fire in the body, how can we feel heat? When you touch a living body, how is a living body? The living body has temperature, 98 degrees Fahrenheit and 37 to 39 degrees centigrade. That's the body temperature. So where is the temperature coming from in the body? From the fire. There's fire. And it is that fire that actually digests the food. Aham vaishyan arodhutva pacham maham pacham mannam chaturvidham. Krishna is saying that I, as the fire of Vaishyanar in the human body, digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. What are the four kinds of foodstuffs? Charbo, Chushu, Lekha, and Peya. Some kind of food we chew. Some we suck. Some we lick. Some foodstuffs are meant to be licked. And some are drunk. So these are the four types of foodstuff. And Krishna, as the fire of digestion, Vaishyana, he digests the food in the human, in all kinds of bodies. So there is fire also in the human body, in the bodies, living bodies. And air, we are breathing air. We are taking the air in and we are giving the air out. And ether also is there, which cannot be perceived generally. But ether is also there through which we hear the sound. And then there is a subtle body. The subtle bodies are made of mind, intelligence, and false ego. Three subtle matters. In this way, there are two types of bodies. But both these gross and subtle bodies are made of material elements. Therefore, they are material bodies. But the spirit soul, in its original identity, has a spiritual body. is a spiritual body. It is not that the spirit souls don't have any form. Spirit soul also has a form. And it is manifest, the spiritual body becomes manifest when one becomes engaged in spiritual activities. And that is why devotional service or spiritual activities are so important. We become engaged in spiritual activities, devotional service, we begin to render service to Krishna, and as we develop our devotional service, our spiritual body develops. As we become engaged in devotional service, our spiritual body develops. And eventually, when we become fully engaged or when we become fully purified of our material contamination, then the spiritual body becomes fully manifest, although we are in an apparently material body. And that stage is called Jivan Mukta stage. Liberated even in the material existence. Even though we are materially situated, but we become liberated. How? The important consideration is to get rid of the subtle body. That is actually very difficult to get rid of. When we get rid of subtle body, then the spiritual body becomes manifest. Now, how to get rid of the subtle body? At the time of death, we get rid of our gross body. Anybody can see, we leave the gross body. At the time of death, we leave the gross body. But leaving the gross body doesn't mean or doesn't enable us to become free from material bondage. Because the subtle body remains. Although the gross body dies after some time, but the subtle body carries the spirit soul to the next body. And in this way, the living entity becomes subjected to the cycle of birth and death. The transmigration of soul takes place by the agency of the subtle body. And that subtle body, after death, when one leaves the gross body, but the soul remains in the subtle body, that is called the ghost body. Or in Sanskrit, it is called Pret Sharir, Pret Atma. A living entity remains in the subtle body. But the subtle body, although the spirit soul remains in the subtle body, but the subtle body actually carries the soul to the next gross body. He enters in the womb by the nature's arrangement, enters the womb of a mother, specific mother, Jaya Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Enters in the womb of the mother, and in the womb of the mother, he develops another body. So in this way, the transmigration of the soul takes place. But sometimes when one is very sinful, he doesn't get another body. People, those who are very sinful, they don't get another gross body for a long, long time. And they remain in the subtle body. And that is the ghost. Ghosts are there. It's not that ghosts are fairy tales. Ghosts are real. Anyway, that is not the subject of our discussion today. But the point actually is that we leave the gross body, But the subtle body remains even after death. And it is very difficult to get rid of the subtle body. So how can we get rid of the subtle body? By the arrangement of material nature through the process of birth and death, we live and get gross body. But the way to get rid of the subtle body is by means of devotional service. That is the only way that one can get rid of the subtle body. There is no other way of getting rid of the subtle body. How? Subtle body consists of mind, intelligence and false ego. So let us consider how the living entity gets trapped in the subtle body. How the living entity develops the subtle body. The spirit soul first develops the subtle body and then he gets into the gross body. And this has been explained as when a living entity turns away from Krishna. Krishna bohir mukhaya bhogavansha kari nikatastha maya tari japutiya. As soon as a living entity looks away from Krishna, Krishna bohir mukhaya. As soon as a living entity looks away from Krishna, what does he see? Everything is actually Krishna. But towards Krishna is Krishna's internal energy, and away from Krishna is Krishna's external energy, maya. Now this maya is inferior to the jiva. Aparayam tastannam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutan mahabaho jajedam dharyate jagat. Krishna is explaining that this material body, the spirit soul, is superior to the material nature. Jiva is coming from the superior. Aparayam itastannam. This material nature is apara. Apara means inferior. And prakritim vidhi me param. Krishna is saying that there is a superior energy of mind. There is a prakritim vidhi me param. Arjuna, know it well that there is a superior energy of mind. And jiva bhutang mahavas. The jiva bhutang, the living entities, are coming from that superior nature. And jajedam dharjate jagat. These living entities try to exploit this material nature for sense gratification. So in this way, when a living entity looks away from Krishna, he sees Krishna's external energy, maya. And he, being superior, coming in contact with the inferior nature, develops a tendency to lord over. He develops a tendency to lord over, and this tendency of lording over causes him the bondage of false ego. False ego means a mistaken identity. False ego. Mistaken identity. Ahankara. Aham means I, but not aham, but ahamkar. A false conception of aham, I. And what is the false conception? That I am the enjoyer of this material nature. But what is the real identity of an individual? He is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God. And jivesh sarupai krishne nitya dash. The living entity's eternal identity or original identity is that he is the eternal servant of the Lord. Krishna Nitya Das. So forgetting that we are the servants, we develop the mistaken concept that we are the enjoyer, we are the Lord and Master of all that we see. The entire material nature is our domain for sense gratification. So that gives us the first covering of the material nature, the covering of false ego. Then a living entity begins to consider how he is going to enjoy this material nature, How he is going to exploit this material nature? That gives him the second covering of intelligence. And then through the mind, his consciousness flows towards the material nature. The consciousness constantly flows towards the material nature through the agency or medium of the mind. In this way he develops his subtle body consisting of mind, intelligence and false ego. And as I mentioned, at the time of death we give up our gross body, but the subtle body remains. The subtle body doesn't die. The subtle body continues to remain. The only way we can get rid of subtle body is by dissolving it. The subtle body, like gross body, at one time we just leave the gross body. But that doesn't happen in the subtle body. The subtle body continues to remain. But subtle body can be dissolved, or the subtle body can be transformed. How the subtle body can be transformed? Mind is the first one of the elements of the subtle body. Now, when the mind, what is the purpose of mind? What does the mind do? Mind thinks. With the mind, we think. So, with the mind, when we think about Krishna, then the mind becomes spiritualized. Therefore, Krishna so emphatically said in Bhagavad Gita, Manmanam, with your mind, think of me. Twice he mentioned this point. This particular verse Krishna mentions twice. Manmanam, madbhaktu, madhyaji, mam namaskuru. With the mind, just think of me, Krishna is saying. So with the mind, when you think of Krishna, the mind becomes spiritualized. In this way, tesham shabata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upajantite. Tesham shabata yuktanam, when one becomes constantly engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. Bhajatam priti purvakam, with love, when one renders service unto Krishna. Then dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna says, I give him buddhi yoga. So in this way, the intelligence of buddhi becomes spiritualized. And in this way, when one becomes engaged in the devotional service of Krishna constantly, then what happens? He becomes situated in his original identity. And what is the original identity of a living entity? Jivesh Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. So when in this way one becomes a servant of Krishna, then his false ego also becomes spiritualized. Or his mistaken identity is dissolved and he becomes situated in his spiritual identity. So in this way, when one becomes engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes free from the bondage of mind, intelligence, subtle, and false ego. In this way he becomes free from the bondage of his subtle body. Then what happens? Then he doesn't have a mind. His mind, his intelligence, his false ego have become spiritualized. So what happened to his subtle body? What happened to his subtle body? Puneet? He doesn't have a subtle body. Is it clear? So he is there in this body, a pure spirit soul in this body. And that is the stage which is called Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta, although he is in his material, apparently material existence, but he is liberated. He is not materially bound. Although he is living in his body, gross body, made of, apparently made of matter, but he is not bound by the material nature anymore. The pure spirit soul is existing in that apparently material body. So that material, now the consideration is this body material at that time? No. His body also becomes spiritual. How? In this respect, Prabhupada gives the example of an iron rod in fire. When you put the iron rod in fire, then what happens? It becomes red hot. At that time, is it iron or fire? It's fire. Sometimes somebody says, but Prabhupada, is iron. Prabhupada said, touch it. We will see whether it's iron or fire. So in this way we can see that how a living entity can become free from the material bondage through the proper spiritual activity. And then what happens? This stage of Jivan Mukta, that means a spirit soul, pure spirit soul existing in an apparently material body, gross body, then when he leaves his body, and at that stage is called Sarup Siddhi. He is situated, he has attained the perfection of his spiritual identity. And when he leaves the body has a specific tenure, specific duration. And at some point one is supposed to leave the body. So when he leaves the body, then he goes back to the spiritual side. And that is called Vastu Siddhi. The substance that he is, that spiritual personality that he is, he becomes situated in his spiritual identity. So that is what has been explained by Śrīla Prabhupāda in his purport.
Jāya śrī śrī Rādhā Madhava,
Jāya śrī śrī Gaura Nithāya, Gaura Prema. Hare Krishna, Jāya śrī
Śrī Prabhupāda.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai.